Hello, everybody. Thanks for joining me today here on English Waves. I am Barbara Bacon. This is your new episode of Italians Do It Better, or so they say. January is not so far behind, and you thought you were just about to lose those few extra kilos Christmas left in your hips, but here we go again. More celebrations, more parties, and more food. Welcome to the Italian Carnival. I bet you are already thinking about Venice, its foggy, mysterious canals, and its beautiful masks. That is the most famous and fascinating carnival you'll find on the peninsula, no doubt. But it's not the only one. As often happens, we have many different ways to celebrate, according to regions or even cities. So if you're feeling adventurous from February the 27th till March the 3rd, you'll be glad to know you don't need to get very far to discover something new about this very old tradition. Madonna di Campiglio, for example, which is known for being the pearl of the Dolomites Mountains, has been the venue for a great carnival event since the end of the 19th century, when it slowly started to take hold as a holiday resort and the European noblemen and the Imperial Habsburg's court lodged in the best hotels. Today, around carnival time, we turn back the hands of time and you'll see carriages, impressive historical clothes, noblemen, aristocratic women, and all the imperial court of Vienna coming to life again, in all its splendor. Quite impressive. Celebrations of a different kind will take place in Viareggio, in Tuscany. This year, they celebrate their 144th anniversary with mass parades along the extraordinary Liberty seaside boulevards, taking place every Sunday from the 5th till the 26th of February and then on until February the 28th. You won't see any emperor here, mostly papier-mâché politicians or Italian and international VIPs. If you like going out at night, you might want to join one of the many theme nights, following a specific dress code or kind of music. And the next day, you can also visit the nearby cities of Pisa and Lucca as a remedy to the hangover. If you're feeling inclined to a little more action, though, you'd better head to Ivrea, not far from Turin, where you can indulge in the famous orange fights from February the 25th until the 28th. According to local history, it all started in the Middle Ages, where beans were thrown to the poor on such celebration days. During the 19th century, beans were replaced by oranges, and at some point, fights started. Initially, girls were throwing flowers and oranges back to the carriages to attract the boys' attention. But we all know how these things end. Anyway, if you prefer, you can also stand back and watch, as safe places are available all around for those who come in peace. Sicily and Sardinia have their own carnival festivals, of course, and this year they've started quite soon, around the 5th of February. Their tradition is deeply linked to their land. They have up to 35 different masks and are often inspired by animals and shepherds' lives. Be careful if you're traveling with children, though. Some of them might look quite scary. Finally, if you're listening to this podcast a bit late and you're afraid you've missed out, I'm happy to let you know that you're still on time for the Ambrosian Carnival in Milan, as it traditionally starts when all the other carnivals are over. According to a legend, at the time when the city's patron saint, Sant'Ambrogio, was not in town, as he was out on a religious pilgrimage, the carnival was postponed in order to wait for his presence. And we still honor this tradition, which serves us well, by the way, as we are a bit prima donna-ish and we like to show up late. As in all its matters, Milan is quite discreet. You won't see massive cars or impressive masks. But you can join the parade along with jugglers, pantomimes and costumes before joining the glamorous night events. We all agree though, the Venice Carnival is still number one. Nothing can beat the ambience you'll find through the narrow streets along the canals. Wherever you go, you'll be fascinated by mysterious masks and wonderful costumes. It's an old tradition, which is said to have started in 1162, when people started to dance and gather into Piazza San Marco to celebrate a victory of the Serenissima Republic. This period of celebrations and festivities became official during the Renaissance. It encouraged license and pleasure, but it was stopped being celebrated after the fall of the Republic because it was frowned upon by the Austrians and the French. The tradition was preserved in the islands of Murano and Burano, though, and only at the end of the 1970s, the city decided to revive the carnival, which was then officially reopened in 1979. And by the way, have you ever wondered where the term carnival comes from? It derives from the Latin carnem levare, meaning remove the meat, because it was originally referring to the final banquet preceding Ash Wednesday, which is the beginning of the Lenten period of fasting, where meat is not permitted. So, whether you decide to remove the meat or not, don't forget to enjoy all the typical sweets of carnival period. Frittelle, galani, chiacchiere, struffoli, try them all before it's too late. After all, summer is still far ahead. Wherever you go and whatever you do for carnival, I wish you all to have fun and forget your troubles. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to English Waves.